Elsa Majumbo-Rant reignites debate on black tax, date modified colon 2024-0831T00:01:15.306Z, description colon Kenyan influencer Elsa Majumbo's now deleted rant against giving family members cash renews a debate, Black tax, why some young Africans want to stop sending money back home, AFP. Elsa Majumbo became widely known during the COVID pandemic for her social media videos. Sending money back home or to your extended family is such a common African practice that I absolutely hate, said Kenyan influencer Elsa Majumbo earlier this month in a now-deleted TikTok rant that sparked a furious debate on social media. The 23-year-old, who shot to fame during the COVID pandemic with her comedic videos, touched a nerve when it came to discussing with her 1.8 million followers what is known as black tax. This is when black Africans who achieve a modicum of success, whether at home or abroad, find themselves having to support less well-off family members. Giving back is seen as an intrinsic part of the African philosophy of Ubuntu, which stresses the importance of the family and community, rather than the individual. The question for many is whether this is an unnecessary and unwelcome burden or part of a community obligation to help pull others up. But Ms. Majumbo, now based in the US, is pushing back against the practice. In the video, she said her father had supported members of the extended family for years and now they were looking to her for help. She turned her anger on one particular unnamed relative. "You've been asking my dad for money since before I was born. I was raised, I grew up, now you re-asking me for money, you lazy expletive. I am not feeding your habits." While some have agreed, others have taken issue with her position. It is not clear why the video was removed from TikTok and Ms. Majumbo's management team did not respond to a BBC request for comment. But for many, regardless of what they might personally think, it is just not possible to refuse to help relatives because of the sense of community in which they were raised. There can be a sense of pride in helping take care of the family, although it can become too much. A former teacher in Zimbabwe in her 50s, who asked to remain anonymous, told the BBC that 30 years ago almost her entire first paycheck of 380 Zimbabwe dollars went straight to her 9 siblings. "After I finished buying school uniforms, clothes, and groceries, I had $20 left," she told the BBC in a voice that suggested both honor and annoyance. Although this meant she had to buy food on credit, she said that as the eldest child it was expected she would hand over cash the moment she began to start earning. Her salary did not belong to her alone but to her family as well. When she got married, her responsibilities extended even further. At one point, she had to take out a loan to pay her brother-in-law's tuition fees after she was pickpocketed on her way to deposit a check at the bank. It took her 2 years to pay off. Sandra Ajilo, a 28-year-old hairstylist in Uganda, is grateful for the help that relatives extended to her family when she was growing up. Ms. Ajilo and her 3 siblings were raised by a single mother and relatives assisted her with various things, from paying school fees to groceries and even medical expenses. "It's not a burden, it's a communal helping," she told the BBC. But when she saw Ms. Majumbo's video, she understood where the social media star was coming from, especially as the Ugandan was now in a position to help other family members. It can be straining, it can be frustrating, but we need it. No man is an island. We have to help each other however we can. Dr. Chipo Dendera, an assistant professor in Africana Studies at Wellesley College in the U.S., argues that the necessity of black tax is rooted in colonialism. The system of oppression that concentrated resources in the hands of the colonial power or a tiny minority of settlers made it impossible for the majority to accumulate assets. This left many black families with no generational wealth, Professor Dendera said. In many cases, after independence, rather than being upended, the inequalities were replicated. Dr. Dendera added that the payment of black tax can often become a never-ending cycle as the money sent to family members often only temporarily plugs a hole which will later reopen. Another factor is that, unlike in richer countries, many African states are unable to pay for healthcare beyond the basics, provide a decent pension or cover tuition fees. As a result, it falls on the most well-off in a family to fork out for these expenses, Dr. Dendera said. There is no pension fund from the state, we are the pension. Families are stepping in to do the job of the government. We give because of Ubuntu. We are forced to take care of each other. In 2023, funds sent home by African migrants amounted to about $95 billion, £72 billion, according to the International Fund for Agricultural Development, which is almost the size of the Kenyan economy. South Africa, is black tax help or a burden? For Africans abroad, the strain can be even greater as people expect more due to a belief that those overseas make a lot of money. Gabe Mutsiekwe, 35, is a Zimbabwean man who has lived in Germany for over 5 years. He put his foot down and told his family he would stop sending monthly payments because it was preventing him from saving up for his own future. His family did not react well, but they eventually came around. They realized that I was all alone and I needed to make something of myself, he said. At one point he sent home about $2,200, £1,700, for a family emergency when he was still a student doing part-time jobs. There needs to be a balance between bearing this financial responsibility and your personal financial health, he told the BBC. Many people have noted that family members can feel a sense of entitlement to your money, especially when the person is rich. This particularly irked former Nigerian footballer Michael John Obi. Last year, he spoke about black tax during his appearance on the Rio Ferdinand Presents podcast. When you come from Africa, when you make money, it's not your money. It's not just your money. You have all these relatives, cousins, whatever you call it, he said. He added that relatives kept having so many kids and expected him to take care of them. While not everyone agreed with Elsa Majimbo's rant, it seems to have touched a nerve, especially among the younger generation. But Dr. Dendera argues that unless Africa can truly develop, black tax will be here in perpetuity. Additional reporting by Tony Vigneau, you may also be interested in, podcast, The Black Tax Debate, listen. Elsa Majimbo, Life Beyond Social Media, Should I Stay or Should I Go? The Dilemma for Young Nigerians, African Brain Drain, 90% of my friends want to leave, Getty Images / BBC, go to, bbcafrica.com, for more news from the African continent, follow us on Twitter, at BBC Africa, on Facebook at, BBC Africa, or on Instagram at, BBCAfrica. BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa, Money TikTok Uganda Zimbabwe Africa Kenya.